If you were tuned into the news cycle last week, I'm sure you noticed the officer involved shooting in North City. Police come upon a situation where in a known area where there are drug deals, they see people congregating around a car. They walk up. They end up getting into struggle with the individual inside. They see drugs on his lap. He's got a gun. There's a shooting. The individual ends up dead. The suspect in this case, there was a kid in the car. And yet there are certain older people in the city of St. Louis who think the police should have ignored that situation. And apparently the circuit attorney, Kim Gardner, agrees with them. As you can imagine, that's not going over real well with the St. Louis Police Officers Association. Jeff Rorta is on the phone with us this morning. Jeff, thanks for your time. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark. Here, I'll cut right to the chase. Can you imagine a prosecutor that's so tone deaf to what's going on in her own city that she criticizes police officers for doing exactly what the police chief and the mayor and citizens are asking them to do, and that is disrupt crime in the worst neighborhoods in St. Louis? This is inside of Hayden's triangle or rectangle or tetrahedron, or whatever he calls it. But this is like the worst of the worst in the city. And this guy's got a little 7-year-old kid in the car. This is how kids get killed. People bring their kids to their drug deals, and when bullets start flying, kids get killed. This is our we're right in the middle of this rash of child killings.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, without getting into even what the police might have suspected when they walked up, Cortez Shepherd, the gentleman who ended up being shot in this case, had a long list of felonies in the there were a whole bunch of things that were going on there with a gun in his pocket. He was a felon in possession of a weapon. He had several different types of drug. Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't just marijuana. He had other drugs on him as well, correct?
You're not wrong, except calling him a gentleman. That gentleman wasn't so gentle. He's a violent, dangerous criminal, the kind that my cops should be taking off the street every day with the support of the prosecutor. But yeah, he had what they believe to be crack cocaine and Xanax in the car. He's got a gun when he's convicted felon. He's got a kid who he would have been charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Again, just like when he kidnapped a kid in a carjacking years ago. This guy was going back to prison for pretty much the rest of his life. That's why he turned deadly violence against two police officers who were lucky to be alive.
Well, according to Megan Green, the officers should have just ignored what was going on and gone about their business.
Well, Megan the Red is a zero. Nobody cares about what she has to say. Even her own colleagues think she's a joke. So nobody, that's just noise. But when the prosecutor, who's supposed to be looking at this case, I mean, these officers could be accused of wrongdoing. She's supposed to look at this case objectively, and she's tweeting her ignorance out to the rest of the world.
Well, she's going to have to make a prosecutorial decision on this when it's presented to her. She stated her bias already. What can be done about this? I mean, we're approaching a situation that may be uncharted waters. Can Schmidt step in here and say, listen, the attorney general, we've got a problem in the circuit attorney's office in the city?
Well, the only prosecutorial decision she could ethically make is disqualify herself because she's prejudged these officers. I mean, it'll be a bar complaint from us if she doesn't disqualify herself and tries to prosecute these officers who, were the victims of attempted murder. Unfortunately, under Missouri law, there is no original jurisdiction or co-jurisdiction for the attorney general. Otherwise, Eric, who's a friend, I can guarantee you would have stepped in by now if he could, but he just doesn't have the statutory authority.
So what are you guys calling for this morning?
We're calling for her ouster, and we're being joined by some pretty big names, and I'm just going to tease a little bit and without saying who, say that there's going to be a lot of folks standing behind us by the end of the day saying this woman needs to go. She's a menace to society.
So, in other words, time for her to resign from office because of the damage she's causing to the ability to fight crime in the city of St. Louis.
Resign or be removed. There is no recall or impeachment procedure in under Missouri law, but you know, but she is the subject of a criminal investigation and multiple bar complaints. You know, she could be removed tomorrow if somebody would have the cojones to act and stop being afraid of her because of her propensity to plop down the race card. I mean, here, don't worry about the race card. All of North St. Louis wants her gone. She's allowing murderers. She's turned murderers back loose on her own neighborhood, and that's a big, big problem.
We're talking to Jeff Rorta from the St. Louis Police Officers Association. People need to bear in mind that these officers approached. They said they noticed marijuana on the lap of the suspect, and that's why Megan Green said they should have not been enforcing the law, because they should have known that the prosecutor wouldn't prosecute this individual for that amount of marijuana. Are we really calling on our officers on the street to ignore the laws that are on the books just because they think in the back of their mind the prosecutor may not be interested?
Well, here, she said she's not going to prosecute for under 100 grams, which is triple the amount needed for a felony, but that's for possession, not drug dealing. I mean, this guy was dealing drugs, and the reason that they don't want us to mess with marijuana dealers is because they have this brilliant notion that they're harmless and they're not dangerous. Well, here's a marijuana dealer that tried to kill two police officers. So, you know, it's a self-defeating theorem.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You know, Jeff, while I've got you on here, let me ask you one other question. The police officer who wrote the editorial, or who allowed his Facebook post to be posted in the Post, and he's now facing disciplinary charges from Internal Affairs. Is there anything your organization can do to protect him from that?
We've already filed a grievance. We've told the city that we will take them to court and get a restraining order from them enforcing this statutorily prohibited rule that they're trying to mess with our officer. But here, we're the deadliest city in the United States. Instead of messing with police officers for writing a heartfelt post on Facebook, why don't we throw all these goons out of Internal Affairs and put them on the streets to try to solve some homicides?
That sounds like a very reasonable suggestion. In the meantime, Officer Lynch has his career up in the air while they decide whether or not to prosecute him over this. It's madness is what it is. Jeff, thank you so much. And, you know, give us, when you can release more details on this, let us know. But just to sum up for people, if they just joined us, you guys are calling for Kim Gardner to either resign or leave office.
By force or by choice?
One of the two. All right, good. Yep. Jeff, I appreciate your time.
See you, Mark.
You bet. Thank you very much. Jeff Rorta there from the St. Louis Police Officers Association. He said they're going to have some national backing on this in an effort to get Kim Gardner out of office because of her comments regarding this officer-involved shooting.